welcome everybody to our book club. We are so excited to be here for the very first time. Everybody tuning in from everywhere. I'm Pastor Josh, and here's Lindsay.
Hello, so good to be here.
We're excited to be with Pastor Darren and Deaconess Jessica.
Hello.
Jessica's right here. I'm here. I'm Pastor Darren. Thank you for joining our book club. And today's book, we're going to be talking about Pastor Prince's book, Destined to Reign.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Yeah. You have your books with you?
Yeah.
Could you pick it up? And let's just, you know, show everyone the resource and book. Yeah. So cool.
This is the 15th year anniversary edition of Destined to Reign. And I can just tell you, Lindsay and I, our life, our family has been absolutely changed to the degree that we couldn't even describe and express by this book, Destined to Reign. We got this book back in 2009.
Yes.
And we have not stopped reading it. We go back to it, we revisit it. And we want to encourage all of you, maybe you read it before and you're like, you know what, it's been a long time since I've read Destined to Reign. Well, maybe this will reignite your passion and your desire to dive back into this book. And this book is so blessed and anointed because it's grounded and founded in the Word of God, and not just the Word of God, rightly dividing the Word of God.
Amen.
It's been such a blessing to us, and we want to encourage you to really like get into this 15-year anniversary edition that we're going to be diving into.
Yeah, this one is super special, the 15th anniversary one, because it has all of the amazing content that was in the original one. But in this one, Pastor Prince, at the end of every chapter, reflects back 15 years later, adds in new scripture verses, and there's some testimonies in there. And a really cool thing is they have QR codes in here now. Mine's already all written up and, you know, highlighted and everything. But there's these QR codes all throughout the book, and there are preaching clips, teaching clips, there are praise reports, there are testimonies, there are, you know, videos that you could write, written testimonies that you could read in here. It really is amazing. And if you haven't received this book, if you haven't purchased it, if you just have, you know, the original one, you can go to the link that's gonna be on the screen and reach out to us. And we'd love to be able to get this book to you, because we want this book to be in as many hands as possible, because it is truly life-changing.
We really wanna make it easy for every single person to get a hold of this book. So what we're doing is, wherever you are in the world, right, you have to check the link in the description, check the links on your screen, because this is going worldwide, Pastor Josh, Lindsay, right? This is going everywhere. And, you know, while it's a 15th anniversary edition, this book was first published in 2007. So, yeah. You know, and until now, like every single day, we're still getting testimonies,
yes,
stories, responses. Like, it's a resource that keeps on giving, Jess.
Amen. Yeah.
And we want to do everything that we can, wherever you are in the world, to get this resource to you, right? And at no cost. So in some places, all you have to do is pay for the shipping and handling. In some places, you just have to download it digitally. There is a audio version, there is a ebook version. But we're doing all that we can to get this around the world. Amen?
Amen.
So this is already translated into multiple languages, more than 14 languages.
Mm.
And we're seeing lives transform, people understanding, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ for the very first time. And you know, even as I was reviewing it, you know, what's really impactful to me about this resource is just the bonus, right, Jessica?
Yes. Absolutely.
There is a boldness that God has given Pastor Prince to preach the gospel with audacity, clarity, authority. And when you hear the gospel preached that way, where, hey, this is how you read the Bible, not through the context and the lens of the old covenant, but with the boldness that comes through the finished work, that every scripture that you read today has to be interpreted through the lens of this beautiful thing that happened at the cross at Calvary. And when we read the Bible for ourselves and we don't read it through the lens of this teaching that it's through the finished work and through the cross, Like, we can confuse ourselves with why does this verse say this and why does this verse say that? It needs to be read from the perspective of we are now in a new covenant called the gospel of grace.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
I don't know what your experience is in encountering pastor's ministry, but this is what this book does. It helps people understand the gospel. Amen, Pastor Josh?
Hey, man. Amen. Amen. It has ignited my love for the Word of God and caused me to go on an adventure in God's Word like never before, because it's taught me how to rightly divide the Word of God. It's so important.
So we're doing this book club, and how many chapters are there in this book?
22
chapters. But you know what? We're not going to do 22 book club episodes because we don't know how many will remain.
It might just be us at the end.
Yeah, so we're going to do 5 sessions. This is the very first. So in the first session, we're going to cover, right, from the cover, the introduction, the special forward to chapter 4, right? So the first 4 chapters of the book, we're going to talk around that. But this is the first of 5 episodes for this book club, and we'll see how it goes from there. Right, Jessica?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, even as Lindsay and Pastor was sharing about this 15th anniversary edition, it's so amazing because, you know, when we published this book, it was also the year that the television ministry was launched in the United States of America, and we started our first broadcast on Daystar. And, you know, it's been so truly, truly such an honor to see the testimonies and the lives transformed, the marriages that have been saved, the addictions that people have been freed from. Even just this morning, I was listening to the daily devotional on my app, on the GP app. And, pastors sharing about this testimony of, you know, how a marriage was restored and, addiction was, freed after like 60 years, right? So I am just so thankful that we get this anniversary edition which has so much more quality and value in terms of the additional tools and devices. The content is really the Word of God. And it's so beautiful because, I love it when Pastor Prince preaches the Word of God. Amen. So it is the content that is there. But, there's so many ways to enjoy this book now compared to, when it was first published. And I'm just so thankful that, that's how our God works, from glory to glory. And this is really a book that, we can find so many benefits, practical benefits from. And I really, really, pray that we'll all have a new passion. In the early times, Pastor, remember the testimonies that came from the book was about, this is such a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. I'm falling in love with Jesus over again, and I think that same experience is being experienced by so many people. And with this new edition, you get to even go in deeper with the QR codes that you can get to link to a sermon. Mm-hmm. It's just so beneficial. And I'm so glad that we get to do this book club thing. And there's another 3-4 more sessions. So we're praying that, we'll bring great discussions with the community and the family here. But what really touched me most from, the book is the first 4 chapters is really chapter 1, which is Romans 5:17, right? And that is really the founding verse, I believe, for even when we, just kind of launched the broadcast and we, the program then was called Destined to Reign. And of course,
we used to call everything Destined to Reign.
I remember that.
We were a very lean team then, right, Pastor?
And, I don't know. There was like how many of us?
Maybe five of us
when we began.
Yeah. So I think this Destined to Reign, it is the verse Romans 5:17 to me. And even reading the verse, the scripture again reminded me that we are called, in the book, Pastor says that we're called to reign in life and as kings, right? And that is so powerful because a king has authority. A king, speaks and it is done. And that's what we need to do is to speak God's word, right? In the gospel, according to even what we have heard Pastor preach, and it is done. So I am just really, really thankful for this verse, and it's very close to my heart. You know, all these years, I've always gone back to it again and again, Romans 5:17, that through this one man, right, that through Adam, right, sin reigned, but how much more through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we will reign in life, yes. Right? And this is just something that I hold very close. And I was going to share a very, you know, fresh testimony that happened on Sunday, you know, because it's so real for us in, you know, just living this life, this side of heaven. We were, you know, I attended first service at, you know, one of our overflow venues. And, you know, Caleb and I, my husband, Caleb and I, we were like having a great morning. Pastor Mark preached such an amazing sermon, reminding us. Right?
Shout out to Pastor Mark. We love you, Pastor Mark.
Yeah. And how righteous we are. And, you know, in Christ by the blood and nothing else apart from our works. And, you know, we left the service. We went to have a very, very nice lunch. And, you know, I went to do a little bit of shopping and I bought a jar of a dip that I so wanted. I'd been thinking of getting and I had time to do it. And then I, you know, Caleb offered to carry it for me. And of course, lo and behold, by the time we reached our door to the house, he dropped the bag and the whole jar broke. Can you imagine? I don't know about the ladies here, but if you went shopping for something that you wanted and you were thinking of eating it when you got home, and then it was all in smithereens with the glass all over, you'd imagine how, you know, you disappointed you'd be, right? So I had forgotten that I am the righteousness of God in Christ in that moment of anger and impatience. And I looked at my husband and I, how could you do this? How could you, why did you hold this properly? And I went on for 5 minutes. But it would have taken like 3 days in the past for me to have been so upset and angry with him. I would refuse to speak with Caleb. But on Sunday morning, I am so thankful for our Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit that is in us. Because, you know, I believe that, you know, the life that Pastor has taught us to live in the reality of the gospel, you know, partaking of the communion, praying in the Spirit, just being a family that gets together and share and encourage and edify, you know, it changes us from truly inside out without any effort. And that's why this book is so wonderful, because it is about effortless success to victorious living. And I mean, right there and then, I really, I just, you know, just told myself to wait, what's happening? I'm not even angry anymore after 5 minutes. And I went to the kitchen and I just continued to clean up the mess. And then, you know, we went on the rest of the day just being happy. And I'm so thankful that, because God is a happy God, that's how he wants his children. Amen. And but it comes from, you know, just really like chewing on the word that Pastor preaches and, you know, understanding it and then putting it into our hearts and then living it out daily, that when we fail, it's when we really need to know that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. And this is what this book to me is about. And I mean, we're only at the first chapter, but it's exciting.
Man, thanks so much, Amen. Jessica. That was so good. And I think when I'm looking at the book, just noticing this, you know, right on page 2, you know, when Jessica was just talking about Romans 5:17, and there's this quote here from Pastor, and it says, the secret of reigning in life lies with receiving everything that Jesus has accomplished for us on the cross. I think we all desire to reign. And, you know, sometimes when you look at this title, right? Destined to Reign. What does it really mean? I mean, some people may think that this is a book about self-help, right? Because there are a lot of resources that's teaching you how to, you know, be successful, you know, overcome your anger, overcome like various shortcomings and realities like that. And those are all good resources, but we're saying that, hey, the real resource, the real way to reign over sickness, addictions, pains, our fleshly nature, the flesh side of us that needs to remain crucified, right? There's a secret to this reigning. It's just found in the scripture that is the foundation of why this book is called Destined to Reign.
Mm-hmm.
The secret to reigning, not based on my opinion, Pastor Josh's opinion, or even Pastor Prince's opinion, the secret to reigning according to the word of God is those that receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and you shall reign in life. So as we're talking about the book, don't let the glory and the weightiness of what it means to reign in life and how to reign in life based on scripture like pass over you. Yeah. What Jessica just described is where the rubber meets the road. You know, we're not interested to just, you know, talk about self-help. Mm. We want to talk about God's help.
Amen.
We want to talk about the finished work. We want to talk about Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So when you receive the abundance of grace and what Jessica just, you know, very, you know, I love Jessica, right? Anybody loves Jessica here? I love it when she just like, you know, we're not here to just talk theology and talk Bible. Like she would tell you when she's upset with her husband, Caleb. Shout out to Caleb. We love you, Caleb.
We love you, Caleb. Love you, praying Caleb. For you.
Right? This is, do we not agree that this is where the rubber meets the road? This is where real life happens.
Yes.
And when real life happens, in whatever situation you're in right now, we need real grace.
Yeah.
We need real power.
Yeah.
Right? So in the moment when Jessica could naturally be upset because the food, the char that she desires to eat so much is now gone, but just reminding herself and staying in that place of receiving the abundance of grace, receiving the gift of righteousness. What does it mean? Not righteous because we do right, but the gift of righteousness is receiving the righteousness that comes from Jesus.
Amen.
It is a gift. Mm. It is a gift. And when she began to receive that gift of righteousness from the Lord, reminding herself in a true new creation identity in Christ, somehow the anger, the feelings that she feels cannot remain in a new creation identity. Her heart begins to be filled with grace, filled with the revelation and understanding of the gift of righteousness. And in that situation where the rubber meets the road, she reigns over that situation. And Caleb rejoices. Hallelujah. Woohoo! Right? All heaven rejoices with Caleb.
Yes.
What a beautiful example and recent example. Really appreciate Jessica for always being vulnerable and sharing that. So take that in your life, in your situation. Where are you not reigning? Where are you feeling these feelings that cause you to be pressed down, discouraged, disappointed? Maybe you're watching a lot of the things that are happening in the news, and this is happening and that's happening and this person's saying that and that person's saying that. But you know what? It's time to pause from all that and remember to receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and you will reign in Jesus' name.
That's right. That's right. It's amazing. That's exactly what my experience has been as I've traveled through this book. And as I've taken the journey and the adventure through this book, going back to 2009, that's when we got the book. We got the book in 2009. It has caused me to really be challenged to not highlight the whole thing. If you look at my original copy, my challenge has been to withhold the highlighter because the whole book, my original one, is highlighted. So I've tried to not highlight every single thing, but that's been a challenge.
I'm the opposite. I have highlights. I have sticky notes. I have my own notes in there. I have the whole thing.
Yeah, it's tough. One of the greatest things for me that I really like about this book is that it has questions in the book targeted toward Pastor Prince. And I think that it's really interesting that a lot of these questions that you find in the book are questions that you and I have.
Yep.
We've had these questions, and we've heard different things taught. We've heard different things preached from the platform. And We're just here to say, we're not here to knock any preaching or teaching, but we are here to say that it does matter what you're exposing yourself to. Mm-hmm. You know, what this book teaches us is right believing is what actually determines right living. We're all here to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus. We all want to live a life that is honoring and glorifying to the Lord. But this book, grounded in God's word, shows us how to get there. Mm-hmm. Not by you helping yourself, but by seeking God's help, which Pastor Darren was just talking about. God's help is God's grace. God's help is him sending his one and only son, the Lord Jesus, to take your place so that we could take his place. The one who knew no sin became sin. I never heard these verses, never heard this spoken about. In the way that is spoken about in this book, I just haven't heard them. And so when I started hearing these verses throughout the book, those who receive the abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness, will reign in life. Now, for you to reign in life, sin cannot be reigning in your life. And so how do we reign in life? Well, it says, the verse says, when you receive the abundance of grace. I said, amen. I thought it was when you started implementing discipline and putting boundaries and limitations on it. We're not saying we're against all those things, but if that's where your trust is, we're going to set ourselves up for some real disappointment, frustration, actually bondage to the very sin that we're wanting to find ourselves out of, to get ourselves out of. And so this one question, it's on page 3, and I thought it was really good. It says, Pastor Prince, if it's really that easy, why aren't more Christians reigning in life? I think that's a good question, because if you look at Christians, it's not just a given that just because you're a believer, you're automatically going to reign in life. Now, getting back to the verse and what Pastor teaches is those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Those are two different opportunities, two different things, the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. They will experience a reigning in life. And it's not something that's passive. It's something that we're proactively coming to the Lord and taking from him and seeing that the veil's been torn. And because the veil's been torn, we're able to go to him and receive from him what we can't provide for ourselves. And so then it just says this, I'm glad you asked that question and answer. Let me first pose you a question of my own. Do you realize that most people believe one needs to depend entirely on their own self efforts, hard work and hustle to achieve success in life? The world system of success is built on the twin pillars of self effort and relentless, nonstop diligence. Now, I just thought that this was really interesting. I, again, highlighted the whole page because I have a trouble with not highlighting everything, but I'll spare you and I won't read the whole page, even though it really will bless you. Read the whole page, page 4. It goes to this point here, and I wanted to sum it up with this. Very, very interesting. What believers do is they take the system of the world and they apply it to their Christian life. Now, pay close attention to this. I'm not saying hard work and diligence aren't important values. I am saying don't depend on your self-efforts and hard work to try to earn God's approval, blessings, and success in life. And then it goes on to say, this book is not about helping yourself. This book is about saying, I can't help myself. That's why I'm going to the Lord, and I have every right to go to the Lord, because Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin on the cross, tore the veil, and gave me permission to come boldly to the throne of grace. I just wanted to share this real quick. I was looking something up. How many people are familiar? Have you heard this term before? God helps those who help themselves.
Yes.
Right? You won't find that term in this book, and you won't find that term in the Bible either. So surprise, surprise, it's actually not in the Bible. But I think when you talk to people, I was just looking at this, there was a poll done, right? And this poll was done at some point in time. And it says this about this actual phrase. The beliefs of people regarding this phrase in the Bible have been studied. And it says this, that people that were asked, does the Bible teach that God helps those who help themselves? Across a series of polls, 53% of those people who were asked agreed strongly with that statement. That God helps those who help themselves. There was only about 14% of people that disagreed strongly. And so it just shows you the importance of this book, properly expounding on the person of Jesus, why he came, what that means for our relationship with him. and what that means in terms of, hey, I know that you want to live a life that's glorifying to the Lord. I know that you're dealing with certain struggles and challenges, but the way that you get there is not by you doubling down in your own self-help guidelines, regulations, and rules. It's actually going to the one who came for you to take your place so that you can take his place. As he is, so are you in this world. This book has helped me so much, together with Lindsay and our whole family. Go to the Lord and not just say, oh, I don't have to read the Bible anymore. I don't have to pray anymore. Actually, it's causes the way we read the Bible, mm-hmm. the way we pray, the way we worship has completely changed because of how this book, through Pastor Prince's teaching, has expounded on the person of Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. And jumping into like what stood out to me, I feel like we can't get past the first chapter. But in the first chapter, the very first paragraph, he says, he has called you to be the head and not the tail, which is one of the blessings found in Deuteronomy 28, right? And it's not saying because of who you are, because of what you do, you're called to be the head and not the tail. You're called to destined to reign in whatever you do, whatever you're like, if you're a homemaker, whatever you are, you're destined to reign because of his blessings.
That's right.
And his blessings are unmerited, because then if it was something you did, it wouldn't be a blessing. It's what's owed to you. So just getting that right from the first page, that it's because of whose we are, that's why we are destined to reign, not because of who we are or what we do. It's because of who he is and what he's done for us and what he is going to continue to do for us, the blessing that he wants to pour out on us. I feel like everyone at some point has believed, the more I do, the, you know, better things will be for me. The things that I do, obviously they matter, but that's not how we get blessed. That's not how we reign in life. It's receiving his blessings. It's resting and receiving in all that he's done for us. And I feel like that is the opposite of the way of the world, just like Pastor Josh was just bringing out, that we think like, oh, I'm going to go to heaven because I'm a good person, because of the good things that I've done. And that is really not, that's not it. And that's what's explained in this book. And just the another main part that stood out to me, when we talk about reigning in life, you think just certain areas I'm going to excel in. But what Pastor Brent brings out in that very first chapter is, when you reign in life, you're reigning over one, sin,
yep.
the powers of darkness, depression, poverty, every curse, sickness and disease, the devil, and all of his devices. Yep. How powerful is that? That's reigning in every area of your life. And even more real to us recently is the health challenge that our daughter is walking through. To know, deep down, know it, not just in our heads, but in our hearts, it's not something that we did. It's not something that she did.
Yeah.
It's not because we're cursed. It's not because of any of these things. There is an enemy out there, but we're destined to reign over yeah. those things. We're destined to reign over sickness and disease. So to know that deep in our hearts, and to be able to give that to our daughter
yeah.
and have her own relationship with the Lord and know, hey, I didn't do anything wrong. This is the enemy, and I will be healed. This is not something I'm going to, you know, fall victim to. I'm going to reign in life over these things. So that's just something that is so powerful to me, just yeah. in that very first, the very first page, of how important that is, that we are blessed because the Lord loves us.
Amen.
Even if you have read Destined to Reign before, can I encourage you to get hold of this 15th anniversary edition and receive these life-changing truths afresh? This special edition includes some new material, some of my reflections, personal notes, and new meditations as I read Destined to Reign again. There are also some additional content like teaching clips and specially selected video testimonies to encourage you and help you get the most out of the book. And if you know a friend or loved one who needs to hear the gospel of grace, please consider sending them a copy of this book as well. God bless you.
So vital, right? To know that God is for you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? And I think how Pastor Prince's ministry has really helped me in my own life and in this resource is, if you look at the reflections, right? This is really cool, right? Pastor had written this book in 2007.
Yeah.
And going back to review what he had written 15 years ago and adding these fresh reflections. Firstly, even him saying in the special introduction for this edition, the 15th anniversary edition, Pastor says, "When I first wrote Destined to Reign in 2007, I never imagined the extent to which the Lord would use this book to impact precious lives all over the world with his unconditional love." So, and I think when people experience this and understand what Pastor is saying in this book and resource, it takes away this separation.
Yes.
Between what we think we may have with the Lord. Whatever yep. separation, whether it's our past, whether it's our own sense of failure, our own sense of feeling like we do not qualify, we are inadequate, and, you know, God's really upset with us for something that we did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 minutes ago. Mm. And all those sentiments causes us to feel separated and distant from the Lord. Where in God's heart, just like as a parent, I think there are many parents that are tuning in right now. Like when your son and your daughter fails, like the most important thing that you desire as a loving father and loving mother is that they don't run away from your presence.
Yeah.
The most safe and important place for our children to be when they fail and fall short is to be in our presence so that we can affirm them, restore them, bring about a healing. And it all comes from proximity and closeness. But there's something about the old covenant thing about the law that brings about separation. Mm-hmm. Right? Somebody just put in the chat, like this beautiful word, grace brings intimacy.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think one of the things I've observed from all the people around the world that have written to us to share with us how their lives have been impacted by this book, Destined to Reign, it's brought them back close to the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Grace brings intimacy.
Yeah.
The law is holy, just, and good. We're not against the law. The law is perfect. It is pristine. You know, it is pure. But I love the way Pastor says it, but it has no power and no ability to make us pure, pristine in such a way that we can feel close to the Lord.
Yeah.
That's why the Word of God tells us, right? What the law was unable to do, the Lord sent his only Son, Jesus Christ. That's the person of grace. Mm-hmm. Grace is not a doctrine. It is not a theology. It is the person of Jesus. So when people come against grace, it's not for us to get upset when people, you know, come against the gospel of grace. Because we have to pray for them. Because grace is not, I think what I've really learned from Pastor is grace is not a doctrine. It is not a subject that you acquire and move on from.
Yeah.
Grace is a person. So if someone's against grace and against the true, accurate teaching of the gospel of grace, are there erroneous, wrong teachings of the gospel of grace? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? There are people who make grace like universal salvation. We don't believe in that.
No.
Right? We believe that the way to heaven, there's a real heaven and there's a real hell.
Yeah.
Right? And the way to heaven is you have to believe the person of Jesus, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart.
Yeah.
Right? So we are conscious there are wrong and erroneous teachings of grace. No. This person of Jesus that we're talking about, this person of grace, is the way into this new life is all about Jesus. Believing in him, understanding him. And the other, you know, common accusation against grace is, oh, the people who believe in grace, you know, live a life where it's just like a license to sin. You know, we're giving people permission to sin. And if you read this book for yourself and you listen to Pastor Prince for yourself and you read the Bible for yourself, yep, you know, 1,000 times no. We are, yep, all on the same side. We are against, right, sin. Can I have a good amen?
Amen. Amen.
Right? We know sin is destructive. Sin has consequences and costs. It will take us further. It will cause us to pay more than we can afford. But when, yes, when Pastor's pointing us to grace, he's showing us through the Word of God that grace is the answer out of sin.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sin shall not have, yep, dominion over you, Paul says.
Sorry.
For you're not under the law, but you're under grace.
Yeah.
So how do you evaluate the true teaching of grace, right, Jessica? It is grace that teaches you that grace is the power out of sin. Grace, yep, is the answer out of living this victorious life in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So if someone tells you that, like, you know, who is living a lifestyle of sin and saying that I'm under grace, you have to be equipped to tell them that you're not. You got to, yep, read this book.
Yeah.
Amen. Grace does not cause you to desire to live, yeah, in sin. Grace gives us power out of sin. That's why we get the testimonies. That's why we share the testimonies in this edition. Because you know, yeah, why, Lindsay, you're saying, right, in the first edition, when we first launched this book in 2007, they're not that, there's some testimonies, but because this book has gone all around the world, right, Jessica? So until today, we're still receiving these testimonies of breakthrough out of sin.
Yeah, mm-hmm, that's right.
Right, Pastor Josh, I'm sure you've heard, right, even in our church in Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, time and time again, I think you'd be hard-pressed to actually interview someone and say, hey, after receiving, you know, the teaching of how beautiful Jesus is and what he did at the cross, have you said now, yippee, I get to go and do whatever I'd like to now and involve myself in a sinful lifestyle? I haven't heard it yet. I haven't heard it yet. And I think it's just like, look right here, just Pastor, could I just, on page 33, just so everyone knows that might not be familiar, it says, I, Joseph Prince, am vehemently, completely, aggressively, and irrevocably against sin.
Could we be more
that's
clear?
That's what it says. All right. It says,
and there's even caps. Yeah. Even caps.
There's caps. It says, sin is evil. I don't condone sin. A lifestyle of sin only leads to defeat and destruction. So while our goal is the same, where we differ is the how of getting to the victorious life. Some think it's by preaching more law. I'm convicted that is by preaching the grace of God.
Amen.
That's what we've seen. We've seen people reigning over sin, over addiction, and fall, like you said, Pastor Darren, and what we're all talking about is falling in love with the person of Jesus.
Yes. And what happens, Jessica, when we fall in love with the person of Jesus?
You don't want to sin.
You fall out of love.
That's right.
With a lifestyle and an identity that just doesn't integrate well with your born-again nature.
That's right.
Amen.
Right? Just like when the Lord clothes us with robes of righteousness, and we're receiving this glory from the Lord. This gift of righteousness is like robes of righteousness purchased with the sacrifice of Jesus, purchased with everything our Lord has done on the cross. Could you observe that and catch a revelation of everything that Jesus did on the cross? Receive, because what comes to us freely, right, Jess, came at such a heavy price upon the Lord.
Yeah.
So if you understand and you pay attention, like Pastor points us to, look at the cross. Look at what Jesus himself allowed, his body to be beaten, striped, and pierced, and his blood to be shed so that we can receive this gift. It's only a gift because of what Jesus had given. He gave of himself at the cross. How could any of us look at what Jesus had done on the cross for us personally and then not fall in love with him and go desire living a life of sin. That tells us that it is someone who is, if he's doing that, that's someone that doesn't apprehend the magnitude, doesn't understand the beautiful revelation of what happened at the cross and the forgiveness of sin. And he who loves much, if we, the people who desire to love the Lord much, right? Yeah. But the word of God and pastor has taught us, right? He who loves much is forgiven much.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Our ability to even love the Lord comes in tandem to how much we appreciate and recognize that our sins have been forgiven. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Every day when we wake up and we apprehend this, we understand by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray for that. I pray for any person that's tuning in right now, right, Lindsay, to this book club. Mm-hmm. We just pray that even right now that they have a fresh revelation of just how much they've been forgiven, Lindsay?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you so much just for this opportunity to gather together in your presence and just in such an understanding of what you went through, Lord, on the cross, thinking of each one of us and knowing the beginning from the end, all yeah. of the things that would happen in our lives, Lord, yet you chose to go to the cross for us before yeah. we even knew you, that you loved us so much to go through what you went through. So we thank you for everybody that is tuning into this book club, everybody that gets their hands on Destined to Reign, Lord, that they would have such a revelation of your love for them, that they would know it's not what they do or what they don't do, the things that they have done, and even the things that they will do, Lord, but that it's everything that you did on the cross,
yeah.
how much you went through, what you took on your body so that we could be forgiven and that we could boldly come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for each person that gets a hold of this teaching and stumbles upon this book club, Lord, that they would know that it is for them personally, that they are so loved by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And that's our prayer. We pray that we lay hold of this understanding of the new covenant yeah. and the main clause of the new covenant is our sins and our lawless deeds, he yeah. will remember no more.
Amen.
I know you're familiar with that, but take a moment, even right yeah. now, to meditate on the ramifications of what it means when our sins and our lawless deeds he remembers no more. It's really challenging in our finite mind sometimes to understand and comprehend that a God who is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, he's with us right now, right? Has, through the cross, this ability to forget our sins. A God so powerful has chosen to use his power that when you become a believer, this only applies to people who are believers in Christ.
Yeah.
That when he looks at us through the cross and through everything that his son has done, he can't remember our failings and our sins. It's the God who forgets. He uses his power to forget. Your sins and your lawless deeds, I remember no more. It's really like how Pastor teaches this beautiful picture of the ark, right? Within the ark of the covenant, right? It's all the symbols of every area that we've failed in. Man's rejection of God's law, man's rejection yeah. of God's provision, man's rejection of God's leadership, yeah. Aaron's rod, the pot of manna, and the Ten Commandments. But on top of all these failings, he puts the mercy seat. And on the mercy seat, he places his blood shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Your sins and your lawless deeds, I remember no more. It is all under the mercy seat. It is all when he looks, what he sees is the blood. Us yeah. covered by the blood,
yeah.
the gift of righteousness, the abundance of grace. Yeah. What is grace, Pastor Josh? How does Pastor define grace?
Undeserved, unmerited favor.
Undeserved,
unmerited,
unearned favor. right? There are people who will preach grace and define grace as endowment, empowerment, and all of that. But the purest definition of grace is unmerited, unearned, undeserved. So no man can boast.
Yeah.
Does it result in empowerment? Does it result in victorious living? Power over sin, power over, you know, everything that we need to reign over? Absolutely. But the purest definition of grace is not empowerment. Mm-hmm. It is the sense that you know that I've received the abundance of unmerited favor.
Yeah.
Amen.
No work I can perform, no righteous deed we can perform in our life to earn this grace. Not at all. We must decrease and let the Lord increase.
Amen.
And then the result of this is, again, coming back to the reflections in chapter 2, says this, in reality, Pastor Prince says this, in reality, grace is all about a relationship with the Lord that is predicated upon love and dependence on His finished work. Our sins and failings used to separate us from God. But today, under the new covenant of grace, we have been brought near to God because our Lord Jesus fulfilled every iota of the law, sacrificed Himself at the cross, and took on the full punishment for all our sins. So don't be distant anymore. The Word of God says that today you can come to Him with boldness.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know this is a good litmus test in your life when the rubber meets the road? How do you know that in that moment you still understand the gospel of grace?
Mm.
You can measure it based on what Pastor is saying here. You can measure it based on whether even in your failing and failure, do you still have boldness to come before the presence of the Lord?
Yeah.
Then He gives us this scripture, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Pastor goes on to say, even when you have failed, you can come boldly before your Lord and Savior and allow Him, let Him heal and restore you. Let Him take away your fears, your guilt, and your shame. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
Grace brings intimacy. Grace brings this boldness to come into close proximity with the Lord, even when we feel like we don't deserve it. Someone just put in the chat, Bobby. So Bobby just put in the chat, He gives me double honor for my shame. That's good, Bobby.
Mm.
Amen.
I like that a lot.
It's good, Bobby.
Amen.
Just to share quickly, when our daughter just recently was in the hospital, I was reading this exact page and I highlighted and wrote in it. But I was beating myself up over, like, how could we let it go this far that we ended up in the hospital? How could we, you know, not see these things that were going on with her? Like, Lord, why is she in the hospital again? And just going to that place. And that page I read over and over and over again in the hospital as she slept, that we can come boldly, that He's not disappointed at me for having those feelings, that He's not surprised by them, and that He loves me anyway, and that I could still come boldly and believe for her healing, and believe healing for myself, for, you know, believing those things, that I could still come to Him boldly. So it's just, it's so powerful and so timely.
Amen.
Even though we've read it, you know, so many times, just to the things that you get every time you read it, it's what you need in that moment when you pick up the book again and read it. And even if it's the same chapter, you could read it the next week and catch something completely different.
Amen.
And Lindsay, just for, you know, people tuning in to the book club for the first time, like, you know, would it be all right to give more context to where Izzy is, how old she is, just
Yeah. So she is our daughter, sweet Isabella. So she, about 3 weeks ago, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So she was having some symptoms. We didn't really know what was going on with her. Brought her to her doctor, and they had us go to the emergency room where she was admitted and started to be treated and everything like that. So while it's a diagnosis that she was given, it's not something that she is going to claim for herself. So there's, you know, diagnoses that are given to people all the time, but do we receive that into our hearts? Do we accept those things? Of course, we're going to keep going to the doctor and giving her the medicine, and we're going to walk through our miracle. That's what I tell her. She's just a miracle in motion right now. And it's not going to be forever. It's going to be something that she walks through, and she's going to be healed.
Yeah.
And she's not just standing on our faith, that this is something by having this book. Before we were even engaged, we were just dating and reading the book together at the same time, the foundation that it has laid for our family, that it is in our kids now. It's not just them hearing us say it, that it's something that they truly believe. Even today, we saw a billboard that said, like, are you going to heaven or hell? So we were joking with the kids and asking them, like, what would you say to that? And Noah, our little seven-year-old, I'm going to heaven. Oh, because you're good? No, because Jesus died for my sins. So it's just, it's in them, and it's so powerful. And, you know, don't think your kids are too little to get it. They get it.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. For a 10-year-old, our daughter Isabella is 10, and for her to be now with this diagnosis, yes, we're communicating, we're educating, we're doing all that. We believe the doctors are on the same side that we're on. They share certain things. We've got to navigate all of that. They're not the enemy. The enemy is the enemy.
Yep.
And we really believe that as we're navigating this and communicating, that it's such a blessing that Isabella dives into Pastor Prince's resources while she's in bed, writing down her notes, shares her notes with us. And for us to see the notes that she's sharing, says, I am healed. The Lord healed everybody that touched him. Everyone that came to him was healed. As he is, so am I in this world.
Amen.
It is amazing to see our kids growing up in grace compared to many people that we know graduating from grace. I mean, we don't believe that any of us are grace graduates. I think it's the enemy's tactics to say, okay, it's time to graduate from grace now. Actually, the Bible encourages us, and we learn this through Pastor Prince's ministry. Actually, the contrary, it says grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what we're doing as a family as we walk this out.
Amen. Amen. Jessica, could I invite you to just, you know, pray for Izzy, you know, and let's just declare and speak over, you know, Izzy's such a, you know, she's a daughter of destiny.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
And, you know, we want to believe for her to be completely healed, stand in faith with the Hollahans, and, you know, see her just reign over this doctor's report, right? Because whose report have we believed? We will believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
So let's pray for Izzy, and also at the same time, just whomever is, you know, tuning in right now, Jessica, let's just, you know, take the moment, the corporate anointing that is here, to just speak forth and release the Lord's, you know, healing for everyone that's tuning in today.
Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this wonderful time that only you can bring together. We thank you for this GRC family and all the people that will be watching even this book club session. We thank you for everyone that, Lord, just comes and get connected with you, Lord, through even the book Destined to Reign. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you have ordained to hear the good news of your Son and his gospel. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful privilege. And we thank you, Lord, we're believing even right now. We take authority as children of God, and authority that the Lord Jesus has given to the righteous, made righteous by his blood and his blood alone. We thank you that we declare that Izzy is well.
Yes.
She is completely healed, made whole from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord Jesus, every organ, every function, every system is healed and has been made well. And we thank you, Lord, that your promises are yes, and we say amen to them in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you that whatever that the medical help is needed, Lord, we thank you that you heal through medicine, you heal through medical personnel and doctors, and you also heal, Lord, supernaturally. Lord, we want it all. We want accelerated supernatural healing that can come through any source. And Father, we just thank you that you have already gone ahead of Izzy and you've made all her crooked path straight. So we ask also for fresh oil for Pastor Josh and Lindsay, that even as they navigate this journey of faith, Lord, that their eyes will continue to behold you and your work at the cross. That, Lord, their hearts will be so thrilled because they know that they are the righteousness of God in Christ and the descendants of the righteous are blessed. So we just, Lord, look to you and declare that the miracle, Lord, is what you are all about. And even as you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you performed the miracles of resurrection and life, so will you in and have already done so in Izzy's body. So we just declare and we thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of that healing to be in Izzy's body. And thank you, Lord, that you give new strength even to Lindsay, even as she continues to provide and care for Izzy and for Pastor Josh and Noah, that, Lord, this is a precious time that you're also using to bring the family even closer to intimacy with you first and with one another. So we thank you, Father, that you always work everything together for our good. And for everyone that's listening in and tuning in, we just thank you. We thank you for joining us this evening. And we thank you that even as you join us on demand, that you are blessed, that you're greatly blessed, highly favored and deeply loved. And that today, that in hearing the talks and the discussions that we've had in bringing about what Pastor Prince has taught on the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and his grace and peace, that the fruits of peace, joy, and the sense of belovedness will come forth even through the sharing tonight. And that every single one present and hearing will receive much more the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness to reign in life as kings. And that, Lord, we thank you that as you, Lord Jesus, as your grace and peace reign in our lives, nothing that is falling short of your glory, nothing that is lacking will reign. We will be completely healed, made whole, and every person listening will receive this grace for healing, not just of their bodies, but healing of their past. That, Lord, a past that keeps coming back at them, haunting them. Father, we just put that behind it, just as, Lord Jesus, when you led the children of Israel across the Red Sea, Lord, they turned and looked at the enemies pursuing and they were no more to be found. So shall this past that is a failure, that causes so much pain and suffering, that it will be, it is completely in the past, and the future, Lord, and today, the present, the now and the future is bright, is beautiful, is glorious, because we have a good Father and a God that loves us unconditionally, perfectly, and everlastingly. So we thank you, Father. We thank you that many will come to experience and this manifest love and experience your love practically in their lives, so that they will find, Lord, the areas of their lives to reign over, Lord, that where there is lack, where there is sickness, where there is guilt, condemnation, and sin, and shame, Lord, We put that all in the past. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the cross that is across time and space. And that, Lord, the cross has made it all possible for us to come boldly, Lord, to your throne room of grace for help in times of need and for mercy and grace. So we just thank you, Father, for this wonderful time together. We pray that you continue to bless every single person, that we may be blessed to be a blessing to a world that is crying out for love, crying out for forgiveness, crying out for the abundance of grace, Lord. We thank you that you send us out there to be blessed, to be a blessing to everyone we meet. We thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. What a great time, Pastor Darren and Jess, that we had, right?
Yes.
With Amen. All of you watching from everywhere. And we pray that this has been a blessing as our first book club session. And we are going to have more. Are you excited for that? If you're excited for that, put it in the chat if you're excited to have more book club sessions. We want to encourage everybody to share this and share with us how this has blessed you. We'd love to hear from you. Would you please write into us, connect with us through the various ways that you can do that, and let us know like what this book club means to you. What did you get out of it? How has it blessed you? And also, we would love to encourage you to not just keep it to yourself, give the blessing of what you've received from this book club away to others, invite them to tune in and to participate. And we'd love for you to just continue to take this journey with us as we see Jesus more and more. The truth is this, that we're finding out in this book that sin, condemnation, guilt, and shame can't be in two places at once. It's either on us or it's on Jesus. And the truth found in God's word expounded on in this book is that Jesus took upon himself all of our sin, our guilt, and our shame so that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, knowing we're the righteousness of God in Christ, and that we absolutely can receive blessings, especially when we fail and fall short, because Jesus' blood has brought us near to him. So I'm just so thankful we had this opportunity to do this, and we look forward to seeing you the next time. Stay tuned for more sessions to come.
And if you reign, your addictions don't. If you reign, your sins don't. If you reign, death doesn't. If you reign, no power of darkness, amen, can have the victory over your life, because you are reigning.
Even if you have read Destined to Reign before, can I encourage you to get hold of this 15th anniversary edition and receive these life-changing truths afresh? This special edition includes some new material, some of my reflections, personal notes, and new meditations as I read Destined to Reign again. There are also some additional content like teaching clips and specially selected video testimonies to encourage you and help you get the most out of the book. And if you know a friend or loved one who needs to hear the gospel of grace, please consider sending them a copy of this book as well. God bless you.